This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. It has already been an interesting morning. Cliff Kingsbury became the first player, coach, executive, anyone associated with the Washington Commanders that publicly kind of urged Terry McLaurin to get back to practice or wanting to see him on the field, on the grass, as Cliff Kingsbury said. With a little bit more on this, we'll go out to our phone lines. My guy, AWOT, Adam Epstein, good enough to jump on with us here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. Adam, we'll start right there. Cliff Kingsbury says, we would really like it if Terry is back. He said, with him not being on the field, it's hard to gel. What was your takeaways from the comments that Cliff made this morning?
Yeah, that was my takeaway. That's a guy that was on a trajectory to being another head coach again in the National Football League at the end of this season. And if Terry McLaurin doesn't play, it's very unlikely he becomes a head coach, because it's kind of unlikely this team is a 13-win football team without Terry McLaurin. So that's a guy that understands that his future could be in jeopardy in terms of the dreams that he wants to reach without Terry McLaurin. And I think I've been saying this, a lot of people have been saying this, Terry is getting bad advice. He needs to play on this current deal.
Do you think he plays on this current deal, or do you believe that an extension is still going to get done before week one?
I mean, it's just hard to believe an extension gets done. I mean, Dan, let me ask you something, because I had a listener ask me this yesterday. Why hasn't Debo Samuel hold out, right? At the peak of his career, he's actually done more than Terry McLaurin, as much as I love Terry McLaurin, all right, he's loyal to this team. But Debo has had a higher peak. Debo could sit out. Debo could hold out and say, no, well, if you want me to put my body on the line, I need a contract extension, right? So, like, what's the difference between him and Terry? I don't really have an answer for that. That was what my caller asked me, and I said, well, the fact that Terry's been on this roster and been on with this organization for a long time, he feels like he deserves to be paid, but just in terms of the contracts, yeah, he should just pay and then ask to get paid at the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, so Debo's contract is fully guaranteed, which I think is a slight difference. But I understand the point that your caller was making and that you were making there. Do you think that because of what Cliff said this morning, we are closer to Terry eventually getting back onto the field and playing on this current deal?
I hope so. I mean, when I was there at the joint practice on Tuesday and Terry was there, I really did think, all right, day off Wednesday, they'll get a deal done. And then, you know, yesterday they were at the bubble and there was not a deal done. And now today there's not a deal done. I think this team's got to make a decision on Tuesday after the Bengals game. Michael Phillips thinks they can wait another week until after the Ravens preseason game. But I really do think that after this Bengals game, on that Tuesday, you got to make a decision. And if Terry McLaurin's not going to come and play, you might have to sign another free agent or bring in other guys to help out here. We don't have enough talent at the wide receiver room right now.
Hey, Odell Beckham Jr. is around. He retired and then said he didn't retire. Not that I think Odell Beckham Jr. in 2025 is any sort of real needle mover, but there are other guys out there. All right, so how about guys that are actually also out there legitimately? You've been able to go to practice over the past couple of weeks. When you're out there standing and watching, who are some of the guys that are jumping out to you when the pads are on?
Trey Amos, Frankie Louvu, Dorrance Armstrong, Javon Kinlaw, Johnny Newton, Will Harris, Mikey Sain were still, a lot of defensive guys have really stood out. And then I really think that Jeremy McNichols has to make this roster in terms of everyone loves Ja'Cory Kraske-Merritt and Chris Rodriguez was a good contributor last year, but McNichols is the proven guy. And I think he proved that in preseason and has continued to do that throughout training camp. So those are the guys that have popped for me. It's just, you know, I want to hear more about Luke McCaffrey, Ben Sennett, Jalen Lane. I just haven't. And when I was there, it was tough. I mean, Sam Hartman's squad won 14-0. That was the final score.
Yeah, not a lot of good has been said about the offense outside of the fact that Jayden Daniels is Jayden Daniels, which that is not going to change, and then that, you know, Ja'Cory Kraske-Merritt is someone that people are falling in love with, but I also recognize that people are falling in love with him purely because people are kind of done with Brian Robinson, so there's an extra element to that. Have you been able to watch a guy like a Laremy Tunsil at all when he is actually participating in some of the contact drills?
I have not seen Tunsil.
It's unfortunate, isn't it? Because I haven't seen him a ton either in the days that I've been out there. And you and I have been out there combined almost every single day. But he's a massive human being, and I want to see him, and we haven't. I'm excited about what he's going to bring, but it is tough to get a feel if we're not going to see him. And I'm not anticipating that he's going to play against Cincinnati.
Right. That's why I don't want Jayden to play against Cincinnati, because I don't think Tunsil will play. I haven't heard an update on Coleman. If you've heard an injury update on Brandon Coleman, I'd love to hear that, because I'm a little worried about where this offensive line is going to be at when we get to week one, because it's a little bit banged up right now.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have not either, which is a little alarming. Do you think any starters are going to play? Do you want to see any starters play on Monday night?
I want to see a few guys, yeah. I have more of a list of who I don't want to see. I don't want to see Deebo Samuel, Jayden Daniels, Laremy Tunsil, Frankie Louvu, Bobby Wagner, Mikey Sain still. Those guys, put them in bubble wrap, save them for the regular season. Everybody else has something to prove, I feel like, is going to be competing with a backup there. So there's quite a few starters I'd like to see. Those are just the guys that if Dan Quinn wants to play them, fine. I personally don't need to see them. I know everybody's saying, oh, I just would love to see Jayden go out there and go 6-for-6 and lead the team down the field for a touchdown drive. Yeah, but if he goes out there and he struggles and they go 3-and-out, and then it's just going to be a circus, or he could get hurt. There's just so many negative scenarios. To me, him leading us down the field for a touchdown against a bad Bengals defense doesn't really – there's not enough juice in that squeeze for me to risk it. I'm not doing it. Laremy Tunsil – I don't want to see him until the regular season against the Giants. I believe in these guys, a few, especially the ones that are proven commodities. I don't need to see them until the regular season.
What about guys that you kind of alluded to with Jalen Lane, Luke McCaffrey? It felt like we didn't see them a ton in that matchup against New England, or at least they weren't throwing the ball a ton. How much do you want to see those guys that are going to make the roster but are kind of in a position where they're fighting for time?
Yeah, I'm really hoping that those guys are out there with Josh Johnson. I'm just kind of worried that Hartman's inaccurate and it's hard to really evaluate some of these wide receivers when he's out there. So I'm hoping it'll be Josh Johnson. That's my personal opinion. Dan Quinn might go with Hartman again because they want him, I think, to win that job because he's younger. But, yeah, I mean, Luke McCaffrey, they said he was ill, so that's why we didn't see him as much in the Patriots. Jalen Lane, maybe they were hiding him. Maybe they were, you know, prepping for him to be a special team star. I want to see more of those guys against Cincinnati. So, yeah, those are the guys. I mean, John Bates, Ben Sennett, Colson Yankoff, Cager, offensive linemen, except for Tunsil. I want to see all those guys against the Bengals and for at least a half. You know, I want anybody that is supposed to make this 53-man roster that's not maybe like a top five guy like Jayden, Deebo, and Tunsil, I want to see all those guys play. It's just the top of the top guys on the roster. I don't need to see play. Everybody else that's competing, I want to see for basically the whole half against Cincy.
Yeah, very selfishly, I want to see what that defensive tackle rotation is going to look like, because Javon Kinlaw, dude, is massive. I mean, he is literally like a god amongst men out there on the football field.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I do think that the defensive line is a lot bigger than it was last year, and hopefully they're able to stop the run because of that. I was talking with my buddy about who we think are going to be the leading sack getters for the Commanders this year, and we kind of pointed to like Von Miller, Frankie Louvu. Is there somebody else that's going to jump out and get a lot of sacks? Maybe a Dorrance Armstrong, or maybe a Daron Payne. He's done that before.
Yeah, he certainly has, and I guess it is technically like a contract year. It could be a contract year for him, so maybe just put that up in his locker, and everything will be taken care of there. So before we promo this weekend, because we definitely want to do that, Adam Epstein with us here at AWOT Radio. He's the host of AWOT Radio on 910 The Fan in Richmond. Got a big event coming up on Saturday. Your feeling right now with everything that's going on, is this going to be a 12-win team sitting here now on August 15th?
I would say 10, 11-win team. My expectations have dropped slightly. I think Jaden Daniels is going to have to be Superman, and he's going to have to stay healthy. Good thing is, he was Superman last year as a rookie.
Right.
And that was the big thing. Where I talked to Brandon Coleman, I talked to Ben Sennett, and I talked to Kane Medrano, Jalen Lane. I try to ask all of them the same question. Is there one thing you could point to that Jaden has improved on? And it was a similar answer from all of them. Oh, it's so hard to give you one because he's working on the under thing. But they all kind of said his understanding of the offense and pointing out things on the defense now. He's got a better grasp of that. And that's exactly what you want to hear from your starting quarterback. And so I do think that Jaden can lead this team once again to the postseason. That can absolutely happen. There are a lot of things that could slow this team down if they can't run the ball. If they struggle to win at home anytime, because we got some primetime games at home against very tough competition. We're gonna need like a 6-2 home record for sure this season if we're gonna be a playoff team again. So the tough schedule, this Terry situation, a couple of the things about the offensive line that's a question mark. I feel really solid about the defense. I think the defense will be top 15, and I think Jaden will lead this offense. The offense will go as far as Jaden goes, but if there's other pieces that can really step in, we could take it maybe a step farther. Like if Austin Ekeler stays healthy and is 600 total, all-purpose yards, and Brian Robinson's 800 to 900, and Debo is 7 or 8 touchdowns, there are things that could take this offense a step forward, but I'm pretty confident that Jaden himself, if he's healthy, will get them to 10 wins.
All right, tell us about this weekend. Tell us about football weekend.
Yeah, we will be kicking off the football season tomorrow night at River City Roll and Scott's Edition from 6 to 10 p.m. Join us for a full season kickoff show with J.P. Flame from the Sports Junkies. We've got the original Junk himself, Fred Smoot, Tim Hightower, Virginia Tech legend Ken Oxendine. We'll have representatives from all the local universities in the state, ODU, JMU, Virginia Tech, UVA, and others. A high school preview of 804 football here. Awesome live music from Mackenzie Ryan, Gone Country, which is Richmond's favorite country music band. DJ Dukes just back to spin the ones and twos. And we've got T-shirts, sunglasses, swag, giveaways, prizes, all going down tomorrow night at River City Roll, 6 o'clock.
And some of that swag is from these very Washington Commanders that you and I both love, correct?
Yeah. I think it's so cool that the Commanders are hooking us up with a bunch of swag. I think they understand that they had a good thing going when they came to Richmond, and the fan base loved it here in Richmond, but also people from Nova and the DMV would drive down to Richmond and come to training camp, and that ended in 2019 with Rivera not wanting to come because the Omni Hotel was too far away. And so since then, they only came for 2 days, I think, then one day, and then one event. And so it is cool that they're coming back to Richmond with a couple of guests and a bunch of swag. I mean, they're going to have you covered to celebrate the burgundy and gold this season at Football Festival.
Well, it should be fun, AWOT. I'm looking forward to it. I hope you guys have a great time out there. Anyone in Richmond, go out there, hang out with AWOT, preview the season. Appreciate it as always, my friend. Hope tomorrow goes well.
Absolutely. And I should mention our buddy Ryan Clary, the Stallion, will be performing the Race Heard Around the World against my producer, Stubb. So Stubb versus the Stallion, a race at River City Roll, part of the event.
Wait, how long of a race are we talking here?
Wait, it's old school. So the way we planned it was like, what did you guys do when you were talking smack about who's the fastest person in your neighborhood? We would race around somebody's house. And so that was what we did as a kid. So we're going to race around the River City Roll building here in Scott's Addition, back into the entrance, down the railing or down the hallway, and whoever can touch the stage first is your winner.
So it's head v head, right? 1v1.
Yeah, the producer Olympics, basically.
All right, well, that might be something that I need to check on. I'll have to talk to Clary about that in a couple hours. AWOT, appreciate it as always.
Thanks, man.
That is Adam Epstein, AWOT Radio on 910 The Fan in Richmond. You can hear him on the 106.7 The Fan as well on Saturdays here in D.C. So I asked that Max, the head versus head thing, because as soon as he said running around the house, which I did that when I was younger too, but it kind of gave me like the vibe of when Dwight wanted to show that he was faster than Toby, and he ran around the building and Pam brought a thermometer, not even a stopwatch, and just had him running and running. I just wanted to make sure that my boy Ryan Clary was not going to be stuck in like a Dwight Schrute situation where he's just running, gassing himself out for them to not actually take it seriously.
I don't know. I wouldn't take it out of the question. It feels like the, you know, that Drewski video where he's dressed up in the Patriots uniform running down the hallway.
It feels a little
it
like
feels
that.
Like it's going to be like that.
I just want to make sure my boy Clary is taken care of. You know, I don't want to see him get done wrong by any stretch. He's going into enemy territory.
He's got to stretch, man. He's got to keep himself limber.
Got to warm up. Get the bands, maybe get the massage gun, something going on there. All right, we'll get back into this Terry stuff. There is some stuff I want to play in regards to Adam Peters, the negotiator, that I found to be very, very interesting yesterday. But we'll continue to take some of your calls on Terry. Did the comments that Cliff Kingsbury made this morning, does that influence the way that you are viewing the Terry McLaurin situation? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dente sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Is the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on a Friday at the Denton Day on Twitter. Ben Standing is going to join us at noon from training camp. Football talk on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Joe Witt Jr. spoke today, but he is not the one that is dominating the headlines. That was Cliff Kingsbury. He spoke before practice, which today was very, very early. It's very rare that we have coordinators speaking at like 7:30, 8 a.m. Normally they speak at like 2 p.m. But Max was put to work early today. So Cliff Kingsbury had Max working. He became the first person this morning to talk about Terry McLaurin in a way that was not overly glowing and positive. It wasn't negative, but it was real. It was direct. It was to the point. The pom-poms are kind of gone. It's time to get to work with the football. We're in the month of August and deep into the month of August. We got a game coming up in less than a month, a game that actually matters. I was hoping that this Terry thing would be over and done with, and it's very clear that Cliff was hoping for the same. But there were a couple things that he said that were a little bit alarming. I just want to get back to them as we reset here. I want to hear what Cliff said about Terry and the time on task, because this was the thing that really struck me this morning.
Yeah, with him or just kind of overall?
With Terry in particular.
Yeah, I mean, there hasn't been a ton of contact with him. You know, he's been here, but he's been working with the trainers. So until he gets back on the grass, that's when we'll start building that back up.
At that point, what can you do at that point to make sure it doesn't take a long time?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's one of those deals. It's just time on task. And luckily, they had last year to build a lot of rapport and chemistry. And Terry understands our system going into a year or two. So that should expedite the process. But to me, it's time on task together on the grass is really the only way that you can continue to build.
All right. So this is going to be our final chance to talk about Terry specifically today before we move on to other stuff. So you just heard what Cliff Kingsbury said. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. I am a little bit alarmed because for the entirety of this process, I was under the belief that while Terry was not on the field participating in practice, 11-on-11s, 7-on-7s, what have you, that he was in the classroom, that he was getting it done in the meetings, that there would be an overemphasis on the inside the building things because he's not out there on the field. And from the way that Cliff Kingsbury just described that, that is not the case. That is now moving the panic meter a little bit, Max, for me. Not necessarily the panic meter on whether a deal gets done or not, but the panic meter in terms of what is this going to look like when this situation is in the rearview mirror, whether that be with a long-term extension, which is still the hope that I have, or whether that be Terry McLaurin playing out this contract and just seeing what is going to happen in 2026. When this is in the rearview mirror, what is this actually going to look like on the field if he's not overemphasizing the meeting stuff? Because now you're at the point in the offseason where you are adding things to the repertoire offensively. You're not just taking everything that you did in 2024, bringing it all into 2025 and just saying, we're just going to be better at this stuff. We're going to do all the same stuff, but we're just going to be better. We're going to execute at a better level and life is going to be great. No, you got to evolve offensively. You got to add new things. That comes with the new pieces in Deebo Samuel, Laremy Tunsil, moving Brandon Coleman. Like, there's a lot of differences from this year to last year with Terry not being out there. And apparently, according to Cliff Kingsbury, not getting a lot of quality time with Cliff Kingsbury, I am now a little bit alarmed as to what it's going to look like when Terry does inevitably play in 2025. What about you? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Jason is in Laurel. Jason, what's going on?
Hey, Denton. Great to hear you. The guy that you had on, Epstein or whatever his name was, he mentioned Debo's contract. They actually reworked Debo's contract.
Yeah,
I don't know if they gave him a little bit more money or they guaranteed it, but they did something to it.
They fully guaranteed it. It's like $17 million, something like that. So that's fully guaranteed. Yeah, that's why he's not holding out.
It's funny. Like right now, Debo's actually going to make more money next year than Terry, which I wonder if that falls into the disrespect thing that Terry was talking about, which I think is ludicrous. I mean, he's under contract. And you know, this Terry talk is fatiguing me a little bit, not so much because of the situation, but people's opinions about it. You know, there was a caller two or three callers ago that talked about how they wasted time. I don't know why people don't read all the reports. Terry's team asked for so much money that it almost turned the whole thing off. Right. So that's maybe one of the reasons that we're in this thing. But the question I really wanted to ask you, I just curious your take on it. Do you think PR and AP greenlighted Cliff's comments today, or do you think that was on his own? Because I know Cliff and Jaden are close and they spend a lot of time together. Is Jaden talking through Cliff, or did the PR give him the green light? I'm curious because it is the first time this group has said, hey, you know, come to work. We need you. They've been very tight-lipped up to now.
Are you talking specifically for today with what Cliff said?
Exactly. I mean, do you think they green-lighted what he said, or do you think that was on his own?
So there is not really a light when it comes to those sorts of things. The way that it generally works, and the PR group here has long been one of the really, really good ones in the NFL. A lot of them were of previous regimes, and even when life was going to hell with the owner and all of those things, the PR team was fantastic. You don't really greenlight these sorts of things. Like, I don't believe that there is a powwow before you get up here and say, all right, here's what you can say, here's what you can't say. It is very much reaction based. So you get asked a question, you answer that question, and then if you need to have a PR powwow after that, you do it more so after. At this point, again, it's August 15th. Everybody knows the questions about Terry McLaurin are coming. Like, everyone is an adult. That's one of the very nice things about the way the regime currently operates. Everybody is very much an adult. So you know these things are going to happen. That's one of the things that I actually liked about the way that Cliff handled this, is he didn't say anything wildly disrespectful. He kept it all business, but there was this underlying inkling of, like, we need our best players to practice. If the best players aren't practicing, how can we expect them to be good? Pardon the AI thing, but he is really talking about practice, right? Like, he really wants his guys to practice. It's a little bit different in the NFL versus the NBA. He wants his guys out there, so I'm sure that there is... They mentioned something about it prior, but I don't know that there was like a meeting of the minds and saying, here's what we're going to say today about Terry when they asked. I think Cliff was asked a question, Cliff answered a question, and it didn't go to hell. So that's a very, very good sign. All right, 301-230-0980. Lap's been on hold for a minute. Lap, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Rooster? How's it going, bro? I'm sorry.
I'm not Rooster yet. He's coming up in an hour and a half.
No, my bad. No, I'm so used to talking to him, man. Sorry, bro. What's up, Denton? Sorry, bro.
I'm good, man.
You know you my guy, man.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. This is just crazy and bizarre, man. It's just this whole thing, man. I like what Cliff said. It was just straight to the point. You know what I'm saying? He knows the situation. He knows what we have to work with. No one is really separating themselves, you know, and they cut my guy, you know, Michael Stratton or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, Stratton, yeah. So I'm hoping the Corey Brooks makes the team. I'm definitely hoping for that. And then bringing Debo in, man, you know, I think Adam was kind of prepared, you know what I'm saying, for this. They knew they was going to have to address it. I mean, but the Debo thing is just, it looks like he's building good chemistry with Jaden, and I'm just scared of his health, you know, because everybody knows, like, he's the top 10, you know, receiver when he's healthy. So We'll see, but I'm just disappointed that none of these guys are really separating us. Luke McCaffrey looks like some trash. Like, I was looking for him to have a big jump, and he still can, but it's just the way it's looking right now without Terry, man, it's just really sad. And that's a big question mark, you know, going into the season, man. We don't need that. So hopefully we get the Terry thing signed soon, man. But it's
Lap, I appreciate it. It has been a bit of a struggle for, like, your Jalen Lanes and McCaffreys. And the expectation for Jalen Lane is not – he's had some really good days, and he's had some, hey, I'm a rookie in the NFL days. And that's fair. I didn't think that he was going to just absolutely blow the doors off of everybody in his first training camp in the NFL. I was hoping to see a little bit more from Luke McCaffrey. And who knows? Like, there's been so many scenarios across the NFL's history and even across – you know, Commanders, football team, Redskins history, where some guy doesn't look very good in training camp, and then the games are played, and he looks really, really good. So maybe Luke or Jalen or whoever is going to be the next iteration of that here in D.C., but I've definitely wanted to see a little bit more from Luke McCaffrey, and we really have not seen that. I wanted to see a little bit more from him as the season progressed last year, and it felt like as the season progressed, we saw less and less of him in favor of OZ and Jamison Crowder, and to an extent, like, weirdly, KJ Osborne for a little bit. So I'm a little, like, iffy on Luke and what his role is going to be, at least on offense. In terms of kick returning, I do think there is a spot for him there, but you're right. There have not been a lot of receivers that have separated, and I mean that in a literal and metaphorical term, because they don't separate a lot on the field, and they also aren't separating from this large group of wide receivers that they have on the roster, and to the point where maybe they do adjust or examine some of the other receivers that are available, your Amari Coopers, Odell Beckham Juniors, or find whoever is going to be this year's Noah Brown. Remember, Noah Brown got cut last year, and then they signed him just about right before the season started, so maybe they're going to look at the market once cutdown day happens and guys who were on current rosters are no longer on rosters, and they have a guy that they have their eyes on in that regard there. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Steve is in D.C. Steve, what's going on?
Good, thank you much. Yeah, I didn't take too much in the clip. He just said the obvious, that if you need to be on the practice field, if you want to grow as a player and as a team. I mean, that's basic. That I would also say Terry has to have, like, the worst agent of all time. You know, part of your responsibility as an agent, whether it's a football agent, an entertainment agent, or a broker, you have to give your client the realistic possibilities and tell them, I know you want that, but that's impossible. These are your realistic options. And Terry basically has two options. One, he can play out his contract and hope he gets more money next year and hope and pray he doesn't get injured. Or he can take the Commanders deal and take risk out of the table when they're offering, you know, additional term, substantial guarantees, and taking all risk off the table. So, and he just needs to make a decision, do one or the other. But pretty much I think what Cliff was saying, you got to make a decision. You got to get out here.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you in that Terry needs to make a decision soon. So Kevin said yesterday that there is the potential that that contract gets taken off the table, whatever offer they have. That is pretty normal in the NFL. That's pretty normal, I think, in most instances. If you get an offer, you have a certain amount of days to accept that offer before eventually the company, or in this case, the organization, has to figure out if you're not going to take it, well, somebody is going to take it, or we need to do something with this, right? We need to make it, in this case, it's we need to make a decision on whether or not you are going to play with a new deal or under this current contract, and then we will address this again moving forward. I would also like to point out, we're going to dunk on the agent here coming up in a few minutes, but it is also important to point out, like, Terry is not an idiot. You know, the agent works for him, and if he might be getting bad advice, and I am of the belief that he is getting bad advice, but he's also not an idiot. Like, he is not just solely listening to the agent and doing whatever the agent says. This is not a weird robotic relationship. Terry is very much in control of his future as well. So while the agent might be giving him not great advice, Terry is also taking and heeding that advice, and he understands what his worth is, what he sets his particular value at. Like, I know it's fun to blame the agent because I have no emotional tie to the agent. You have no emotional tie to the agent. We have a much bigger emotional tie to Terry because he has been here for such a long period of time. But he isn't, like, Terry is partly responsible for everything that is happening here as well. He could sign a contract if he wanted to sign a contract extension, and he has not done that yet. They made a plan at the beginning of these negotiations to come up with some sort of a deal, and if their approach was that, hey, we are going to do something, we're going to ask for a number that is so substantially absurd that Adam Peters nearly walked away from the negotiation table, like, he was in on these conversations. It's not like he just told Buddy Baker, come up with something, and then Buddy Baker is out here running around like a wild, reckless human being. He might be doing that. I don't know what he is. But Terry is responsible in these instances as well. It's not just Buddy Baker and Adam Peters, right? Like, the agent works for Terry. Terry is fully engulfed in all of these conversations that are happening. With that said, is the agent a little bit over his head? Yes, he is. And we are getting more and more information that showcases that, including something that was said on this program yesterday. We'll play that for you when we get back. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980.
All right, some breaking news out of the NCAA. The University of Michigan will receive a fine of over $20 million, and head coach Sharon Moore will be suspended for an additional game that will be served in 2026. Sharon Moore will miss weeks 3 and 4 of the 2025 regular season as a self-imposed punishment for the Connor Stallion sign-stealing scandal. Other punishments were handed down, including orders for Connor Stallions and coach Jim Harbaugh. To the NFL, UDFA, and former Texas wide receiver Isaiah Bond and second-round pick from Ohio State Quinshon Judkins are signing with the Browns after having their respective charges dropped in court. Bond was no-billed on sexual assault, meaning that the state is not pursuing charges. Judkins' battery charges stemming from a domestic incident were also dropped. We say so long to former Washington Redskin and Jacksonville Jaguar guard Brandon Scherff, who quietly retired this offseason. Scherff, drafted by Washington in the first round of the 2015 NFL draft, was a bright spot in an otherwise forgettable era of Washington football. He now calls it a career. And the Nats, they DFA first baseman Nathaniel Lowe the day after hitting a grand slam versus Kansas City to make room for the return of outfielder Dylan Cruz. Last night, the Nats beat the Phillies by a score of 3-2. Brad Lord with a solid outing, only giving up 2 earned runs. Rookie reliever Shinosuke Ogasawara picks up his first career win after striking out Kyle Schwarber. Cole Henry earns the save. Looking to carry that momentum into tonight as they continue their weekend series versus the Phillies. Mackenzie Gore will take on Zach Wheeler tonight at Nats Park. First pitch at 6:45. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:15. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1, and you can catch Denton's office throughout football season and then some. Don't forget to like the streams and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980 on a Friday. You can tweet me at the Denton Day. We're getting closer and closer to another preseason game. Still no Terry McLaurin, but we're kind of done for a second on Terry himself. I want to get to the agent. I have done my best to be a happy-go-lucky, friendly media guy when it comes to the agent, because I don't know him. I don't know Buddy Baker at all. I've never met the man. I've heard a few things about him, but like not enough to take to the air. You know, just a couple of people being like, yeah, you know, he's an interesting cat. But that's what agents are. They're basically used car salesmen, but they are just representing players. And in this instance, you're representing a deal of millions and millions of dollars. So the agents are a little quirky. Like that just is what it is. But this whole process has really given us a new character to focus on in Buddy Baker. And while I think that this scenario going to mid-August is Adam Peters' fault, Terry's fault, it is also very much the fault of the agent. So we got a little bit of information yesterday from Charles Robinson about the negotiating process that I found to be very, very stunning, right? And I want to play this for you, Max. This is the third cut that we have on the sheet here. Here's what Charles Robinson said about what the original offer was and where we are at now in this process with negotiating between the Commanders and Terry McLaurin.
I think everyone's being careful about not saying what the initial number was, but I will say it was what the initial number was high enough that it almost completely broke down conversation instantaneously between the two parties. Like, I think the Commanders were stunned at initially what the ask was. And to me, the inference is this was like nearly top tier one money. So are we talking 35 million annual average value? Are we talking beyond 35? Are we talking creeping up to 40? Like what was the initial ask? I think as things moved for both sides, I think we got to this point of the DK Metcalf contract. The $33 million a year, the $60 million, $60-plus million guaranteed.
So, originally, the asking price was so high that Washington nearly stopped. And he alluded to Tier 1 money, which Ja'Marr Chase gets $40 million, Justin Jefferson gets $35 million, CeeDee Lamb gets $34 million. That's kind of like your Tier 1 of wide receiver contracts at the moment. So if he's saying it was borderline or in the tier one money, effectively what he is saying is that it was around $35 million with the potential of that number being higher. Now, I remember a report or a rumor that surfaced at this point months ago, and I did a YouTube video. You can subscribe to us on YouTube. If you're watching us now, we appreciate it. I had a Denton's office about this particular report, which was that Terry McLaurin is going to get $36 million. And I saw that report and I laughed. And you saw that report and you probably laughed because you're like, there's no chance that he's going to get 37, 36, whatever, million dollars. Like 32 has always been the cap. If it's not 32, if it's 32, you're signing that deal. It's not going to go over 32. But so we've heard these numbers being thrown around. If they came to Adam Peters and said $37 million, please, $36 million, even if it's 35, $35 million, and you're looking as Adam Peters and you're potentially the number we've heard from Washington's side has been $25 million, $26 million. If you're $9 to $10 million off of the initial negotiating price, what you're going to be very, very confused as well. You're going to be like, I don't know what the point of what is happening is right here. It's not abnormal to be off in the initial negotiation. We all know how these work. We're adults. One side sets it high, expecting it to come down. One side sets it low, expecting it to come up. And then eventually you meet in the middle. That's basic negotiating tactics. If you're coming to the table with $35 million from the jump and they're coming with $25, those conversations are probably going to come to a halt. God forbid if it's any larger than that. So while I do think, you know, Terry is going to get and receive a little bit of blame in this because he has not signed the contract when he could have, there might be some bad advice coming from the agent if you are meeting with Terry prior to the start of negotiations. And by the way, the start of negotiations was prior to Eastern Motors, right? Eastern Motors was a month ago today. The start of negotiation was prior to Eastern Motors and by at least a lot, at least a month, because Terry said they hadn't spoken in months. So if you're doing this all back then, you had to have a meeting of the minds and you come together and then the agent is giving you advice. This is what I think you are worth. Here's X, Y, and Z as to why I believe you're worth that. Let's go and let's put it in front of the team. Mike Jones was on with Kevin yesterday, and here's what Mike Jones said about the agent and potential bad advice that the agent is giving.
I worry about the advice that he's getting from his agent, from, you know, talking to a number of people. Right. It sounds like, yeah, it's too bad he doesn't have somebody else in his ear, because it doesn't seem like he's getting a lot of wise counsel on this. You know, but again, both sides need to come off of, you know, something. They need to give a little bit, and, you know, find a compromise to get this thing done.
What is going on with the agent? I've been trying to be good, Max. I've been trying to be good. I don't want to just come and skewer a guy who I don't know. I'm not in the room. Like, I handle these scenarios with a little bit of grace. I see fans complain about the agent, and that is normal. Like, the fans are, they love Terry, so they're not going to come after Terry. They like Adam Peters, so they're not going to come after Adam Peters. There's a very, this is, in wrestling, a triple threat match is made because one guy has to take the pin. That's pretty much it. You don't want either side to lose. You make it a triple threat match, so one guy has to take the pin. And in this instance, that is Buddy Baker. So everyone is going to come and just dunk on Buddy Baker. And when fans are doing that, like, I look at it from afar, and I'm like, yeah, they don't like the agent, but we don't know anything about him. Like, unless you know him personally, which I don't know that anyone or at least a ton of people in our fan base do, we don't really know. We don't really know. When Logan Paulson says on Take Command, hey, I think Terry might be getting some bad information. And now when Mike Jones says with Kevin yesterday, I think Terry might be getting some bad information. When big time media voices that don't just take these, not an accusation, but don't take these sorts of comments and just toss them around, when they start saying things like this, there is a little bit of smoke to the fire on the potential of the agent getting either too involved or being a little too over-enthusiastic in relation to certain numbers that he feels that Terry is worthy of. And a negotiation is very, very simple in 2025. Like, if you dumb it down, it's one side comes in with a number and they have a list of reasons as to why they feel like this number is accurate. And then the other side comes in with a completely different number, and they come in with a list of reasons as to why that number they feel is an accurate number for what this contract should be. And then again, you eventually whittle it down to somewhere in the middle. You get the happy medium. Everybody's happy. We hug it out. We have a press conference with lapels on that are burgundy and gold, and we keep it moving, right? Or some form of burgundy. Not the gold thing. We're not pulling no Carson Wentz. But you do all those things. What did they walk into the meeting with? If they're going to set a substantially high number that was so high where Adam Peters was like, this is not a real conversation, what was the numbers, what was the list of reasons that they are bringing into the meeting to justify the numbers, because you have to have some sort of data points. Now, if you want to blend the two of them and have, here's like X, Y, and Z, what he does really well on the field, but then on top of that, look at how great he is as a human, look at how good he is as a steward for the franchise, he represents everything that you want as a commander, we believe that should be factored into the negotiation process as well, along with the things that he does really well on the field. But what were those things? Because there's not a lot of numbers that you are going to be able to produce for Terry that would say $35 million, tier one wide receiver money. There's not a lot that you can produce right now to say DK Metcalf money. Regardless of how you feel about DK, there can be a conversation on who is better with Terry and DK. I'll hear that. Right? I do think there is a little bit of validity to that conversation. Regardless of all of those things, what numbers are you providing to a front office that you know is analytical? I do not believe that Buddy Baker is dumb enough to walk into the negotiation and think that Adam Peters, who had just hired a bunch of dorks in the front office, dorks is a respectable term, but hired a bunch of like Ivy League dorks and analytic guys in the front office, I don't believe that he walked in there thinking that there was going to be an emphasis on like the personality stuff over the numbers. This guy is trying to take a franchise that was literally at rock bottom, but rock bottom of rock bottom, like further than just the normal rock bottom can go. This franchise was literally sitting on the cusp of hell because of what Dan Snyder had done to it for such a long time. He is attempting to lift them at the very least to purgatory and then get them all the way up to heaven at some point. He's going to do it with his process. His process has always been numbers. We have seen this before. Adam Peters is a numbers-driven guy. That's how San Francisco has been as successful as they have. They're a numbers-driven operation and organization. Did he really think that he was going to come in here with some good numbers, but not great numbers, and think that he was going to get $35 to $36 million? The more people that are reputable and talk to sources around the league that are coming out to point to Buddy Baker and say, this guy is part of the problem as to why this deal is not being done, the more that I'm starting to legitimately believe that this guy is not just part of the problem, but a massive cog in the machine that is going the wrong direction. Now, Terry is still at the wheel, but he is, and it can only do as much as the agent is going to allow him in this negotiation process. Like, Terry is not just going to get there and say, if you give me 27, I'll do it. Like, you have to have some sort of representation, look over contracts. That's the way that this works. It'd be idiotic if you did anything other. So Terry is at the wheel, but if the agent is so gung-ho on getting just this massive number to, I don't know if it's to build his own brand, to build his own ego, whatever the case is, if you're just going to let this agent go buck wild on the scenario, you are going to need to look around for some other representation. But the problem is you're so deep into this, I don't know that other representation will be able to just come off the sideline and immediately get you a deal that gets you ready and amped up for week number one against the Giants. We're midway through August. Legitimately midway through August. A contract has not been signed. The man has not practiced. And you got 4 weeks before a really solid defense in New York is going to be on the other side. And we don't even know if Terry's in football shape. And oh, by the way, Cliff Kingsbury may have let it slip that the guy's not in meetings a ton, or at least as much as I thought that he was, because I thought he was just living in the film room, in the meeting room. And Cliff Kingsbury basically said, I don't have as much contact with him as I would like. Today has not been a great day for Terry. I want the man to get paid. I want him to be a commander for life. Today has not been a great day in terms of the PR negotiations between Terry and the Commanders. We'll talk some actual football, some of the stuff that happened today at practice. Ben Standing is going to join us when we get back. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dent Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.